Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your goodness. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you. Lord, thank you for your word. We understand through faith that even the words were framed by the word of God. And nothing was made, which was not made by the word of God. All things are created by him and for him and through him. And he is the word of God. Bless your word this morning as we read. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Mark 11. The 22nd verse. All these are familiar scriptures. Nevertheless, God's word never grow old, you know. Mark 11, 22 through 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So many scriptures give many examples of the unlimited possibilities of faith God is talking about here, and I will go through some of them. By the way, this morning I'm going to talk about supernatural faith. There are all kinds of faith, you know, and even from the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which I will explain later, you know, we implied that that's all kind of faith. But this money is supernatural faith. Now, the scripture gives, many examples of the unlimited possibilities of faith. Yes, I mean, by faith, all things are possible, right? So, the world, for example, were created by faith. In Hebrews 11:3, Bible says that through faith, you understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, by faith, Abraham, for example, after his wife passed the age of childbearing, became the father of many nations. That's in Hebrews 11:11. Through faith, the Bible says, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful, meaning God faithful, who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Remember very well that in Genesis 15, talking about this before, when God was giving Abraham this promise, he took him outside, look to the heavens, right? See if you can count the stars, right? And the writer, the inspired writer of the book of Hebrews, the same Holy Ghost, is now referring to the same thing here, you know. So anyway, so by faith, Moses led the children of Israel through waters of the Red Sea to the promised land. That is verse 29 of Hebrews 11. It reads like this. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. So not like any accident. God is precise in what he does, perfect in what he does. As soon as the last Israelite get out of that Red Sea, you know, the thing just split up on the Egyptians, you know, so not act and they all drunk. I remember just too long ago, I think they say people look into the Red Sea, they find some of the relics of what happened back then, even in this modern, about 2 or 3 years ago, you know, I don't know, it was in the news, they found some relics of what might be the remains of what happened down there in the Red Sea, you know. But I think I heard it about 3 or 4 years ago, you know. So God's word is true. Whether they see or we know it is true anyway.
Amen.
Now, how about Joshua? By faith, Joshua's armies marched around the walls of Jericho until they fell. The very, very first operation they got, the frontier, they were trying to enter the promised land was Jericho, you know. And that is in Joshua 10:12, and I read that. And Joshua said, he said in the sight of Israel, sun stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. So the sun stood, the Bible says, in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. The Bible says, you know, God has so many things about this and so on. Faith, you know, and so on. Now, by faith, the three Hebrew children were shielded from the flames of the fiery furnace. That's why I believe the writer of the book of Hebrews, you know, by the Holy Ghost in verse 34, quenched the violence of fire. I believe it was referring to that kind of the three Hebrew children experience. Of course, Daniel, by faith, was unharmed in the lion's den. And I believe in verse 32 of Hebrews 11, he's also talking about, I said, they stole the mouth of lions. You know, there may be more than that in the Bible. So, by faith, the apostles also wrought signs, they wrought wonders and miracles, talking about supernatural faith, so that with great power, they demonstrated the reality of Christ's resurrection. We are told in Acts 4:33, and with great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So, with all these examples that I just read from just a little sample of example in the book of Hebrews 11, or what the Bible calls, you know, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, what it calls so great a cloud of witnesses. So we Christians naturally look forward with a longing eye to a practical realization of this mighty faith demonstrated in the Bible, throughout the Bible and so on, and its possibilities too, you know. And many Christians have wondered about how they might obtain this mighty faith, you know, supernatural faith, right? So many people are wondering, how can we get this kind of faith? Well, it happened that the text we read today in Mark 11, it was the last week of the Lord's earthly ministry here. A popular story. And the Lord and his disciples, they were coming from Bethany, you know, and they ran, you know, he was hungry that morning, and he saw the fig tree, thinking that he went there to go and get something to eat out of there. So, going near the tree to partake of some of the fruit, the Lord found that it was burning, really, you know. Then the Lord spoke the word in verse 14 of Mark 11. No man eat fruit of the thereafter forever. I'm coming to establish where we got the supernatural faith and natural faith. That is a natural faith. That is a supernatural faith. And from we got the supernatural faith, and it's different from what the Lord said in that text we read today. And of course, Peter always, you know, and the disciples, looking at the tree that the Lord called, saw no change whatsoever. Everything was so green. When the Lord said, no man eat fruit of the thereafter forever, everything was still green. Nothing seems to have changed, you know. And, you know, but what happened now? On the next day, when they were coming back and passed by the same tree, the leaves were all withered. See? So, and of course, Brother Peter is always the spokesman for the disciples, right? And Peter was, you know, ever alert and so on. He always looked at what's going around him, you know. So he's the spokesman for the disciples. And here's what he said, and called the Lord's attention to the leaves that were withered. And that is in verse 21. Master, Peter said, behold, the fig tree which thou called is withered away. Then, here is where we are going. Then the Lord's response to what Peter said in verse 22. And the Lord said, answering, he said unto them, have faith in God. That is what I want to talk about in a few minutes. Have faith in God. The revised version of the Bible says that have the faith of God. See that one God. So the Lord right there, that version is saying that there is a supernatural and the faith of God, of course. The supernatural faith, you know, it can't be any other way. Supernatural faith. And another kind of faith is natural faith, you know. So the faith of God will be a supernatural faith, which is in turn implies that it's a natural faith. See? That's a supernatural faith, that will be a natural faith, you know. though the Lord was not referring here to a natural faith, when he said had the faith of God, he's talking of a supernatural faith to get this kind of thing done, you know. So every person born is born with a measure of faith, you know. Even look at these children. Even we have a natural faith, you are sitting on that chair now, you are not wondering the fear will collapse on you. So that's a natural faith to get things done. But that's a supernatural faith too, you know, where many of a time. And even Christians, every one of us is dead a measure of faith. So nobody should say, I don't have faith. We all are dead a measure of faith. The book of Romans says so, a measure of faith. The only thing is this. At times, we may cover that faith up, you know, and it doesn't work, you know. So, but we all have a measure of faith, death unto us, the Bible says. So, you see. So, the Lord wasn't talking of a natural faith when he said, have the faith of God here. We're talking of a supernatural faith. And so, there is another kind of faith, you know, that comes from God, which is supernatural, which is the gift of faith too. We have that too. This gift of faith is often manifested when an element of danger is involved, such as this. So many times, you know, this gift of faith won't come through until there is a, you know, some event happening around you, a kind of a danger around you. Then it just come up like that, you know. So, for example, the three Hebrew children, I believe, it was a supernatural faith that got into them, you know, when they told the king, the Nebuchadnezzar, that, you know what, they look at the capacity right in the face. And they said in Book of Daniel 3:17, and they say, be it so, O king, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. That is supernatural faith. In the face of adversity, you can declare the word of God. You can declare your faith. That is supernatural faith, right? And they see the home burning, and they say, you know, be known to your king, our God whom we serve is able, is more than able, our God is more than able to deliver us. And even peradventure doesn't do it, but, you know, but we won't even serve your idol. That's supernatural faith to me. You know, even Daniel himself, going to the lion's den, I believe it was a supernatural faith. Who has ever entered a lion's den and come out alive, you know? I don't know of anybody, you know? So, I don't know if it is true, back in our campus in those days, I'm not sure if you say, we have a big zoo there, you know? There was a rumor, I don't know if it is true. So those who take care of the lions, I don't know, I think they, you know, mistakenly, I don't know how they did it, you know, or open the lion something and so on. They say it killed the man. I don't know if it is true.
It was true. It was a
oh, really? Okay, I didn't even know that. So you see, so this lion's death, right? And this man didn't care, you know. I mean, that's the supernatural faith, you know. So we see that there's a supernatural faith, you know. So what is the secret then? You know, supernatural, what is the secret of getting this supernatural faith? Like I said, it happens usually when you are in danger or when you have a terrible thing around you. God, by the Holy Ghost, just build them up in us. So supernatural faith is needed when a miracle is required. Be it a miracle of healing, be it a miracle of deliverance, or a miracle of supply, or any miraculous answer to prayer. That's when it comes. You know? So again, it comes for healing, for miracle of deliverance, a miracle of supply, or any miraculous answer to prayer that you need, then this will just come up. So we have to know the secret, therefore, of receiving this supernatural faith. What is the secret? It is revealed in what took place in the incident of the fig tree. What took place at that time? When the Lord cut the tree, nothing seemed to have happened, right? The leaves are green and everything like that, you know. When the Lord caught it, nothing seemed to happen at all. The disciples looked, like I read before, at the tree and saw that its leaves were as heavy as ever. But they saw only what with their natural eye. That's where I'm going. They saw only with their natural sight, right? They were merely believing what they saw. And that is the way most people faith work. They look at the natural, you know, at the natural thing. And that's why many people, they don't work really, you know. They're looking at the natural. They're looking at what they can see and feel, you know. They look at the circumstances, the conditions, their symptoms, their feelings. You know, these are all enemies of faith. All the five senses are enemies of faith. Feeling, seeing, hearing, all the kind of things. These are given to us to interact with our physical environment, you know. But with the spiritual environment, I mean, we have to act, it is faith. I can always say faith, the real faith, it is the sixth sense, really, you know. Got nothing to do with the senses at all. We don't walk by sight, but by faith, right? So faith is only the sixth sense, spiritual sense, you know. It's faith. So the disciples, so they were merely believing what they saw, and that is the way most people faith work and some of that, you know. They believe only what they could see or feel. If they feel better, in case of maybe healing, every people feel better where they believe they are getting their healing. And you know, at the same time, they suppose they even get the healing if they're not feeling better, you know. So I'm just speaking, you know, healing for example, you know. The Lord saw the fig tree, right, through the eyes of faith. You know, he did. The disciples saw it through the eyes of sight and feeling and the senses, you know. It matters not to the Lord when he has spoken the word that in this particular grace doesn't make a difference to the Lord. He has spoken the word. He knew that, I mean, invariably, unavoidably, you know, that eventually the lips will wither away too, you know. He saw it by the eyes of faith, you know. So, and he wasn't looking at the lips at all. Instead, the Lord, you know, by the eye of faith, he saw the roots dry up already, and he knew the leaves will automatically die in consequence, you know. So that's why I believe to teach us faith, why he even let this incident happen. At that time, it happened exactly what the Lord said the next day, when he saw it. Thus it was that the Lord said in verse 23 of Mark 11, disciples are in a different realm already. They were looking by their senses. They see the least grain. They couldn't understand that. But the Lord already knew that eventually, by the eye of faith, those leaves will wither also. Then he told us in Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, he told them, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So in other words, what the Bible is, what it does saying here, we shall have what we say. All the time we talk about this here, that what we say is very, very important. So, but what happened to many people, many Christians especially, you know, they are saying what they feel rather than what God says. We must learn to say only what God says, or we keep quiet. Praise the Lord. You are better off keeping quiet than saying what we are feeling or what we are seeing, but say only what God says only. So in either case, people will always have what they say, no matter what, negative or positive. Most of us, you know, base our belief, many people, on what they see. It ought not to be so at all. And we react to what acts upon our natural senses. It ought not to be so. These are all enemies of faith, you know. Do we have a pain? Then people will say, well, then we must still be sick, right? How people think, you know? Faith doesn't work that way. Or do we still see the symptoms? Then the disease is still there. That's not faith at all, you know. I'm giving it now. Or is the pot still empty? Then we are poor. That is natural. That's what the natural man thinks, right? That's not supernatural faith, you know. So, you know, so many people become slaves to the sense knowledge. It ought not to be so, you know. So we believe, to believe that we are healed after we are healed is no faith. When no faith, so be that we are healed, I think there's no more faith, you know. But we say, what a man sees, what I does not hope for it, you see. So faith is faith when we don't see anything. When we don't see anything, that's real faith. Praise the Lord. It doesn't depend upon the senses whatsoever. So it is only faith When we don't see anything and we don't feel anything, we must say not what we feel, but what God says. Faith is something absolutely apart from what we see. Doubts begin when we decide to base our belief upon what we see rather upon God's promise. That's when that begins to crop in, you know. Faith is not a mysterious thing, as people think. You know, not mysterious. The Bible makes it so simple. It's not a trying to work up some strange feeling. That's not faith. It's not as complex as that. Look at the Word of God. Faith is merely the quiet, irrevocable decision of our soul to base our faith upon what God has said. That is it, you know. It's not like a mysterious thing, crop up something. Maybe that we just struggle. No. It's just the irrevocable decision of our soul to base our faith, you know, upon the Word of God. It's a decision to believe God's word is true, and anything to the contrary is a lie. That's faith. See? Taking God by his word. We are able to let every man be a liar and let God be true, right? So that is really faith. Simple as it can be, you know, a decision to believe God's word is true, and anything to the contrary is a lie. We therefore say that a thing will come to pass, not because it will come to pass by the natural course of events, but because the law of faith must bring it to pass. The law of faith must bring it to pass based on your faith upon God's word. You see? First of all, faith, it will be anchored upon the word of God. Then you can just go about your business carefree. Not careless, but carefree. Praise the Lord. Because by that you have casted all your cares upon the Lord. Because God says so, it will come to pass. You know? It was this supernatural faith or law of faith that the Lord was talking about when he said have the faith of God or have faith in God. He had demonstrated the law of faith to these disciples in the withering of the fig tree. He spoke to them of the infinite possibilities of faith in those verses. And we can take a look at these verses again to see that, you know, he's talking about infinite possibilities of faith. Then he gave them the master key. It's a master key. So this is the master key to having this kind of faith in verse 24 of Mark 11. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Look at that statement. It's loaded with a lot of truth and so on. Very simple statement, yet profound in its implications. Number one, it is not addressed to some special person, or a special person of anybody, no. But we say whosoever, right? As a believer, whosoever, right? So that's one thing. So simple, yes, whosoever. Not to anybody special, you know. So that 23rd verse says so. Whosoever shall say. Number two, the promise is unlimited. It's an open check to the believer, you know, because it said in verse 24, what things soever ye believe, we desire. See, what things soever. It's unlimited, you know, infinite possibilities of faith. You know, and this is all encouraged in these promises, this thing that the Lord said here. You know, if you look it, take it for what it is, whatsoever, whatsoever, whosoever. So, unlimited possibilities of faith. What is telling us here in verse 24? What things ever ye desire. When ye pray, believe, you know, it is all inclusive. Whether, think about it, all things means all things, right? So, what things ever ye desire. So, now, in the Bible, we see that Naaman, the leprous man, you know, the Syrian general who came to Elisha the prophet, for example, you know, and he was thinking that when he came to the prophet, he would do some elaborating, maybe throw his hands to heaven and begin to cry to God for leprosy to go and so on. But the man of God gave him a simple instruction, right? Just go and dip yourself in the Jordan, and you know, seven times, you know, and you'll be well and so on, that, you know. You know the story of Elisha, you know, and the Naaman. So he was looking at the natural. In Syria, we had this river, I don't know what you call it, there. I can just go and dip there, and so that is natural faith, right? He didn't want to believe the prophet of God. If not for the people that came with him, Well, you have come all this far, right? Why don't you believe the word of God, the man of God, you know? Mm-hmm. Faith in the word of God. That man heart does hear the Lord. Whether it's by a prophet or we read it in the Bible, it doesn't matter. That heart does hear the Lord, you know? So, but he was looking at the natural, you know? How can this be, you know? Can you see the senses now? We have great rivers. I don't know what you call it, but river in Syria and so, you know? I can go there and so, this muddy Jordan, you know? See? So, but when eventually he was convinced to obey the word of God, God did not change, and of course it was made whole. All based by the word of God, you know? So, and, so anyway, so, an act of faith on Naaman, believing the promise now, deep in the Jordan, and was made whole. And here is the master key, you know, of faith. Believe, we receive, and then we shall have the Bible says so, you know. So, so now look at the animal kingdom. I don't believe man is an animal. People, you say we are animal. We're not an animal kingdom. We are the head of God's creation. You see. Now there's one thing about animals, right? Many animals, they have an amazing sense of faculties, you know. But uncanny, meaning, mysterious, you know, as mysterious as their powers may be, they function solely in the natural realm. That's the animal. They don't have any supernatural of anything. It's all natural senses, you know. Animals have no God consciousness. They do not, you know. And their powers of imagination is limited so much. Now, this may be insulting, but that's not, but we have to correct what is wrong, right? People without faith are like animals, which believe what they see, hear, feel, taste, or smell. That's all they believe, you know? So, it may look insulting, but, you know, we have to just say that the way it's, so we don't just be like that, you know? And we have to anchor our faith upon the word of God, you see? So, those people, they can say like Peter, you know, they can only say that the fig tree is dead only when they see the leaf withered, right? So people speak like that. But the people of faith, you know, when they hear the word of God, it is done. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. No man eats from the end forth. It is enough for the man of supernatural, you know, it's enough for them, you know. Whether the leaf is still, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, you know. So that's how we should be our faith. Once we hear the word of God, it is done, you know. So, anyway, people without faith and so on, they're like that and so on. Those, they can, you know, like Peter, they will do that. So they enjoy and appreciate the miracle after it has happened, but their faculties for bringing the miracle to pass lie dormant, you know. So, believe, you receive, the Bible says, and you shall have them. I just love that one. Say, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. Not when you see them, when you pray, the leader to receive, and you shall have them. God says so, right? You know. In other words, when the command of faith is given, we are to visualize the answer. You know, we are to see the answer in our spirit, not in our senses. In our, God says so. We see the answer in our spirit. We are to consider the miracle is already having taken place. Once we hear the word of God or the promise of God, you consider it done. See, we are to reckon the answer to our prayer as already, you know, in our hands. You don't have to see that way, you know. So, and now people will say, well, sit in your hand, that's mind over matter. No, that's not mind over matter at all, you know. So, you know, we are basing our expectation upon the word of God, not mind over matter at all. It's mind and spirit upon the word of God, you know, the infallible word of God that can never faith, you know. So anyway, so once we had the word of God, then we cut it as already done. The Lord was talking about something else, not mind over matter. He's talking about the power of God. You know, that was he was doing that verse we read earlier on. The Lord recognized that sickness actually existed, yes, but he also revealed the divine power that destroyed the sickness and is the body as you believe. So, just taking healing for example, we can talk about other situations in this world. When we pray, we are to visualize the answer to our prayer. And, you know, but unfortunately, Even many people, they do the opposite, you know. They look at the symptom to see if they are still sick. Others look, like I said before, the empty pot to see if they are still poor. Many look at the conditions, the circumstances, and when they appear to be unchanged, they believe that which they see rather than what God has said in His Word. So we have to be careful. To our natural eyes, we may expect things to be unchanged for the moment. See? But what our physical eyes see is irrelevant whatsoever, you know, irrelevant, you know, and it has no bearing on the matter at hand that you are considering in your life and so on. If there were to be no divine promise, that you can count on your feeling or your sight or what you see only if there's no divine promise or if there's no God in heaven, then you'll be justified, right? To depend upon your feeling. But we know our God lives, amen? We know we have divine promises of God. So far you have the promises and we know our God lives, there is no more reason for us to count upon our senses at all. Let us stay upon the word of God. So, and when we believe we have the answer to our petition, our faith is not based upon what is visible, but upon the word of God. So this is all I'm saying this morning, just so simple. Once we hear the word of God about the promise that God gave, or God's promise about any situation we may be in, can it all done, amen? Mm-hmm. You go praising God, praise the Lord. Nothing matter what the senses tell us, you know, we must walk by faith and not by sight. So the master key to faith then, that can unlock many doors for us, you know, we can use it now, you know, this is the master key. This power brought into action by faith is not to be employed recklessly. You know, another reason why God doesn't give the kind of faith to people is that they may misuse it, you know. They may misuse it and so on, you know. So I always say this one here. In the case of John and James, the two brothers and so on. Oh Lord, this Samaritan won't let you pass through here. Let's call down fire from heaven and consume them, you know. And the Lord warned them in Luke 9:55, ye know not what manner of faith are you are made of and so on. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. So we see therefore that the divine will clearly enter into the use of this power. We see therefore that the divine will clearly enter into the use of this power. The greater the power, the more carefully we must guard against its misuse. A reminder that there are conditions involved in putting this law of faith follows right away. So there are conditions we have to follow, and it's equally important. And that is in verse 25. Bible says, and when you start praying, you know, Bible says when you pray, right? Believe that you receive, right? Then he put a caution here so we don't lose our blessing. And when you start praying, forgive if you have ought against any, that our Father or your Father in heaven also, which is heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you forgive not, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So God put that one there. Many times we ignore that, right? You know. And that's why the other one will not work. If you don't do 25, then 24 will not probably work, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. That's simple, you know. God, the Lord word is so simply couched and simple. A baby can understand if you want to understand it and so. And these are the hindrances of many prayers too. To praise the Lord. Amen. So supernatural faith is nothing more than, not something you conjure up. It's just simply hearing the word of God and casting the matter down. Amen? That is faith, supernatural faith. That's what the Lord did, and he passed by that victory to teach the church of all time this same simple lesson, faith in the word of God. So the manifestation of this unlimited power is for those who live humbly, see, and walk softly before God in praise the Lord. They live humbly. Humble yourself before the Almighty God, right? And He will exalt you. So this power you're talking about, those who walk humbly and walk softly before God, So he who does this and believes that he receives, he shall have whatsoever he says. Praise the Lord. It's a reminder this morning, just a very, very simple principle in the Bible that the Lord taught us in that sweet creation. And it's a profound teaching, really, you know, a profound truth and so on. Don't need to fidget, don't need to depend upon our senses, and the mighty things will happen, you know, and many of the miracles the Lord wrought, they were wrought by just the spoken word, you know. You see the leper, go show yourself to the high priest, right? As they go, they were made whole. The same thing did to the fig tree, right? You know, so we have to speak the word of God, you know. To the withered man, in the, you know, the man without hand and so on, stretch forth your arm. As he did, he was made whole. To the man in John chapter 5, you know, who had been there for 38 years in that condition, you know. And the Lord said, you know, without being made whole, well, you say, oh no, master, I don't know. The Lord said, without being made whole, take that bed, you know. That's what he told him. He didn't even touch him. Take that bed and go. So we can see now, all we are saying is what we have known before, but re-emphasizing that no matter what we need, no matter what we desire, and we find the promise of God for it, let it be settled in our life, and go rejoicing, praising God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is supernatural faith, really, you know. God says so, I believe it, I have the answer now. Not when I see it, I have it. The Bible says you will surely have them. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus. How do we know that it's natural faith and that it's supernatural faith? We know from the Lord what the Lord said. Have the faith of God. So therefore we know it comes by simply taking God at his word. Lord, we thank you this morning. It's not any more complex than that. Man can make it complex, but the Lord, God is always in simplicity. And it's in his word, simplicity. So as we go this morning, Lord, we now see that nothing shall be impossible unto us. So far we can tie our need to a promise of God's word, then we have the answer. Lord, then our faith will never fail this way. We thank you, Father, because it's anchored upon the word of God. And the Bible says, whosoever is available to every believer, whosoever, and also is unlimited, unlimited provision, whatsoever, you know, you need, and so on, you know, when you pray, believe. So we go this morning, you know, and renew our faith. In the name of Jesus, by remembering the word of God, renew our faith, renew our mind, by the word of God, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to have more answers, and more supernatural exploits shall be done. But we say, you know, they that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. How do we know him? Through his word, obey his word, the simple instruction. You know, he told us in the other, the Bible says, he said, my, you know, it's the body is light. That's what he says. My body is light, and my yoke is easy. You know that we say. He said, I'm meek and lowly in heart. That's how we get things done. Those who walk softly before God, that's who get these things done. They are walking softly before God because they are meditating upon the word of God. They know they have heard us say the Lord is done. So we thank you this morning. We go this morning believing Lord and renew our faith. And we want to see great exploits in our life as we follow these instructions, simple instructions. We thank you, Father. And by the same faith this morning, I pray over every need represented here this morning, Lord, that are the will of God. Let them be met this morning, Father. We're talking about faith. In the name of Jesus, you see our heart this morning. You know our needs, Lord, as we are sitting here, this, no matter what they are. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command all these needs to be met, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bible says that your joy, my joy may be full. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.